Texans have been turning to Neil Sperry for gardening advice since 1970. You can call him now at 800-288-WBAP. That's 800-288-9227. Once again, here's Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Mary, very much. Mary Travlin from Dixon Brothers in Mesquite, the Water Garden and Pond Supply Company, my advertiser, but also my announcer for many, many years. Thank you, Mary. And as I mentioned last hour, today marks an anniversary, a finish of a year, and this hour marks the finish of that year of the 36th year that I have been doing commercial radio garden broadcasting. I don't think there's anybody in the country that's been doing it any longer than that. It's not a thing I set out to win, because that means you get old when you do that. But anyway, I intend to keep broadcasting a long time longer. I love doing this. I get to talk about my favorite hobby. And so that's 36 years ending up today, and 37th begins next week. And while I'm doing special commentary of that sort, happy 90th birthday to my buddy Dorothy in Milford. I just got a note from my magazine office that today, I bet Dorothy called and talked to Aaron. Today is Dorothy's 90th birthday, and she has been a loyal friend for many, many, many years. And happy birthday, Dorothy. If you know Dorothy from Milford, you need to wish her a big happy day. All right, let's go to Tucker Reed with his report from the Dallas Arboretum, another good friend. Tucker, good morning.
Good morning.
We're going to talk about, Steve Huddleston last hour talked about Cryptomeria as being out of the bald cypress family. You're going to talk about a plant that's kind of in that family, too.
It is. It's actually the representative member of that family. It's the Taxodium disticum, or bald cypress. This is a very large tree. It's typically in our area somewhere between 50 and 70 feet tall. It can achieve well over 125 feet. It's bald because it drops all of its needles. It's one of the group of conifers that drop their needles every year. Most of them, we know, pine trees and spruces and firs don't. These do. This is a plant that has to be in full sun. Don't try to put it in a shady spot. It won't survive. It won't overgrow the other trees in time. It'll just languish and die over time. It's super hardy. It's got great green foliage. It ripens off in the summer to a medium green, and then it just turns absolutely burnt orange during the fall. I know the Aggies probably don't appreciate that, but this tree does fall in line with the burnt orange.
But you know what? It's burnt orange for just a couple of weeks, then it kind of fades and folds.
nice. So, this is one of my favorite plants. Low maintenance, drought tolerant. It takes any kind of soil, and the reason it can do that is because it is native to swamps, and swamps have the absolute worst soil of them all. People think, oh, it has to be in swamps, so it must need water. It doesn't. It actually can survive in the water because of its tolerance of bad soils. It can also survive in drought conditions because of those same characteristics. Drought conditions usually have bad soils also because they're dry. This plant has a couple problems. One is the knees. You have to know where to plant this plant. I love this plant to death. I will plant it in any landscape that I ever have in my own life. I've planted it in many, many gardens that I've worked in as well as designed. But you never plant it close to a structure, and you never plant it out in a lawn. If you plant it out in a lawn, it's going to destroy your lawnmower. I guarantee your lawnmower is not going to be stronger than these knees over time.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to make sure that put it in a flower bed, allow those knees to come up. Those knees are doing something very, very important. They're bringing oxygen to the lower roots. Because of its ability to grow in the swamps, there is no oxygen in those soils. Those knees are a survival thing. And so actually when they put up a lot of knees in your lawn or in your beds, they're telling you that you need to aerate your soil a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
They're giving you that indicator of your soils are a little bit compact, and I'm trying to get oxygen down to my deep soils.
And that's to be expected with black clay soil too, because it's so heavy, and if you get a lot of rain, it's going to be waterlogged. My observation, Tucker, with them is that not every bald cypress produces the knees. That's probably part of the reason. They're really going to be exacerbated if you're on a really shallow rocky site, and that's maybe the other reason, the other problem you're going to mention is it does need deep soils. It seems to do better. You end up with iron deficiency if you've got white rock right under the root
system. Right, it does. Mm-hmm. The other thing is if you're really concerned about it and you really just have to have no lawn, go find a Montezuma cypress. It's a cousin. Mm-hmm. Montezuma cypress does not produce the knees that the standard bald cypress does. And that's one of the Jimmy Turner, he loved Montezuma cypress. There's a huge one in the Leghorn Mineral Garden, and it has no knees. And it's been there sitting next to the large pond forever, for at least longer than the arboretum, I guess. And it's huge, and there's not a single knee on it. And it's because the Montezuma, the Taxodium macroniatum, instead of Taxodium disticum, does not produce any of the knees.
Yeah, you have all these trees labeled, don't you, at the arboretum? So people want to walk out and can see these. Yeah. Of course, in the now, what's around the pond at the camp house?
Those are actually bald cypress.
That's
those
bald cypress. All right, and yeah. Those are beautiful, and that's a good place to see those. And then you go through the gate that's just to the northeast of those bald cypress trees, and you get into the Lay Ornamental Garden, and you say the Montezuma is near the pond in the Lay Ornamental Garden, so you're probably 100 yards from it when you're looking at the bald cypress. So
yes.
We got this all figured out. We got a map. I'll bet they can just walk right up to him now, Tucker. That's great. All right. Now, what do you have planned for us for the next few weeks? I know you wanted to do kind of a Sunday morning classroom here, and I love it.
I do. Jimmy always did it by what was like in season. But that doesn't always work for me because I go out to the nurseries and I can't find that plant because they're already sold out or we're just on the edge of that season. Mm-hmm. What I want to do is get people prepared for the spring. So for the next 8 weeks, we're going to talk about eight shrubs that everybody should have in their gardens, but very few people do.
I love it.
Every week, tune in, and we're going to talk about one shrub or a group of shrubs because there's a few that have some varieties within them, and we're going to talk about them so that you can be prepared to go out to the nurseries in the spring and get these shrubs and put them in when they're at the height of their season.
I really appreciate your taking that effort to do that and taking the leadership to do that. Thank you for that. And, folks, angels are still in the DeGallier House through the 31st of December. This is a collection of how many, Tucker?
I do believe it's 500 angels.
500 angels. Everybody needs one angel. They have 500. And then Dallas Blooms is going to be coming up in just a couple of months. It will begin. Isn't that something?
Is.
Yeah. So there's a lot going on at the Dallas Arboretum. How do they find you?
You find us at 8525 Garland Road. It's on the southeast side of White Rock Lake. If you're coming from Point South, take the Grand Avenue exit, and it'll turn into Garland Road. If you're coming from the north, take the Garland Road exit and follow the green signs.
All right. And the 24-hour information number?
214-515-6500.
And DallasArboretum.org is the website. That one's easy to remember. This is Tucker Reed, the horticulture manager of the Dallas Arboretum. Thanks, my friend.
Thank you.
Happy New Year. Be safe. All righty. Tucker will be back with the beginning of that spring class on shrubs starting next Sunday morning. Sponsored by Dixon Brothers. Dixon Brothers, your best resource for all things aquatic. Did your pool take a hit during the bad ice storm a month ago, 3 weeks ago? Well, if it did, you can call Dixon Brothers, not let it get worse, but get it fixed. 972-288-7537. They are closed on Sundays, but you can call tomorrow morning. Dixon Brothers licensed technicians can get you up and going again and protect you from the upcoming winter storms. Again, that phone number, make a note of it, 972-288-7537. All of my advertisers are prominently listed on my website, so if you need to get a number, contact information, it's at neilsperry.com, Neil on the radio. Their licensed technicians at Dixon Brothers can install a freeze guard. It'll automatically turn your pool system on when temperature falls below 38, protecting your pool equipment from freeze damage. It turns off when the weather warms up. That's easy for you and great for the pool. If you need to winterize your pond or water garden, visit the showroom for a thermometer, pond de-icer, or other professional pond products, and for all the advice. They have specialists, knowledgeable aquatic specialists, to help you with all of your pool, pond, and water garden needs. Dixon Brothers, the Metroplex authority in swimming pools, floating fountains, water gardens, and koi ponds. Call them at 972-288-7537 for more information or for directions. They're in Mesquite at 204 North Galloway, just one block north of old downtown Mesquite. 204 North Galloway, 972-288-7537. Open Monday through Saturday. Dixon Brothers, DICKSON.
Hi, I'm Steve Barrett of Arborological Services. Once again, here's our friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Steve, very, very much. And we go back to our phone lines. We have Helen in Waco. Helen, thank you for waiting so patiently. How may I help you?
Good morning, Neil.
Good morning.
Last summer, our cast iron plants and our liriope took a real hit with grasshoppers, and the leaves are looking very ragged. I'd like to know, should I trim those, and if so, how close to the ground and when?
There are two different techniques entirely. On the liriope, absolutely, and you can get almost instant relief on liriope by trimming the plants, the clumps back, probably by half. They're very fibrous. It's going to be a tough job.
Okay.
If you have a really sharp gasoline-powered hedge trimmer, that's probably going to be your best bet.
Okay.
And you need to be careful in doing it, because as you're pruning a clump of liriope, it's very easy to get the leaves that face upward. It's harder to get those that are kind of horizontal out along the ground,
yeah.
And you don't want to reach down and hold those and then try to trim them with the hedge trimmer, because you might cut yourself.
Right.
So
okay.
Just be kind of guarded in how you do it. And the critical issue with liriope and mondo grass, the little sister, is that you do that before the new growth begins, and that growth begins in February. So I would say about the 1st of February would be the time, or late January.
Okay.
You could do it now if you wanted to. Just get it all trimmed up and evened up. You're going to have these little round shaving brushes of stubble that'll be cut. But it's critical that you not wait until you get the new shoots coming up in the middle of liriope, because if you use those trimmers on that, you're going to have squared off leaves, and it'll look just like the grasshopper damage
right.
does.
Okay.
All right, so that's what you do for those. You put out a high nitrogen or all nitrogen fertilizer on them 1st of March or middle of February and water it in, and that'll get you good, rich growth.
Good.
Now, Aspidistra, by comparison, is slow motion. It grows in slow motion. And so you can trim off the worst of the leaves, and again, an all nitrogen fertilizer about the 1st of March, and you're just going to have to be patient on it, because those leaves get replaced pretty slowly. That's why I mentioned last hour that I cover my Aspidistra. We're on the northeast side of the Metroplex where I live, and a lot colder than Waco is. And Aspidistra here does suffer freeze damage probably 1 year in 5 or 6, and I don't want that, so I keep it covered with frost cloth. And otherwise, when I've had to prune it back to the ground, that's basically what you have to do if you have a bunch of leaves that look bad. It just takes it most of the following year to send up new leaves.
Okay.
But it's probably July or August until it looks good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I needed to know.
There you are. Thank you for waiting. You're very, very patient soul. I appreciate you. Have a great Sunday. Happy New Year. All righty.
Bye-bye.
All right. Now, we'll get on to our other calls. We have two other calls waiting, Steve in Brownwood, Ricardo in Waxahachie, and we'll get to them. I need to take one break now. Now I've got myself back on track. It's going to be the most comprehensive book that I have ever, ever written, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. In fact, I am 85 to 90% of the way through the book now. Each chapter is taking a week or two. I have two chapters left to go, and I have pushed and pushed and pushed so hard. I'm about exhausted, but I love every minute of it, and it's going to be fun to give birth to this. A guy doesn't get to do that very often, to give birth to this a book when it prints in San Antonio in a couple of months. Now, I have my pre-print price available to you. It's $24.95. I fully expected that it would have to be more than that, and I'm really happy that we're able to offer it to you. That's the advantage of self-publishing. It's not going to be available through Amazon. I'm not going to put it in stores. I'm selling it through my magazine office. I can keep the price a lot lower that way. I may not sell nearly as many, but I will have the pleasure of knowing that I have handled every one of them and done them properly. We are responsible for all of it. The thing I need to tell you is this book will be a comprehensive guide to Texas gardening. You know, the old book is called Neil Sperry's Complete Guide to Texas Gardening, and it's a good book, but it's 22 years old. It's time for an update. This is a complete and radical update. A new format completely, all the information that you need, all the information of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all your plants, like I used to put in my calendar when I was doing an annual garden calendar. That took 12 pages. We're giving you 48 pages of that information. Just this book is going to be what you need. It will be $24.95 plus $7 postage, but the better deal, save half on a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine, our 28th year of the magazine, if you buy it with the book. and have it shipped to the same address. You get the magazine at half price and the lowest price we'll ever have on the book. Total price, $36.90. We will never be able to go back to that price again. So call before 10 today if you want this special introductory price. And that is a total of $36.90 plus the $7 postage. And the number to call is 1-800-752-GROW. But you must call before 10 today. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769. Or you can order anytime today online at neilsperry.com. NEILSPERRY.com. 1-800-752-4769.
Creative Water Gardens offers comprehensive installation and cleaning services for your water garden. With a full line of water garden supplies, pumps, filters, pond liners, and more, Creative Water Gardens will help you create and maintain your own private oasis. Come by and check out their Chihuly-inspired glass pieces, a wonderful addition to your pond. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 to 5, closed on Sundays and Mondays. For more information, visit their website at creativewatergardens.net. Creative Water Gardens at 2125 West Kingsley Road in Garland, just north of 635.
Let me tell you about Encore Electric Service Delivery right now, a big, heavy emphasis on delivery. If you are familiar with power outages, I think you might be from just a few weeks ago. I don't know what percentage of those power outages originate because of trees coming down into power lines, but you have to think it is by far the big number. It must be 90 or 95% of the outages are because we gardeners have plants that shouldn't be where they are. We put trees in places. In almost zero cases were the trees there and then the power lines came in. Almost 100% of the time, we planted trees where we shouldn't have planted trees. So Encore Electric Delivery, that's their company name. That's what they do is they deliver electricity. They have to keep those lines clear. And when the limbs come down, they just have to do the trimming. And this is when it becomes obvious why they have to trim our trees away. Let's pack together as a team of gardeners. Let's know before we grow. Let's plant trees that are responsible. If you're planting a big shade tree, plant it 50 feet away from the power lines. There is a list at encore.com/knowbeforeyougrow. There is a list of small trees that will never get large that you can use around power lines, still get shade. They won't be the great big pecans and red oaks, but they'll be lovely trees that will never bother the power lines. That's good to know. Now, if you're going out to work in your landscape, you need to be triply sure that you are safe out there. If you have any question about power lines and broken limbs and whether it's safe for you to do any work, 888-313-6862. Call ahead of time. 888-313-6862. If you see smoke or fire because of power lines, you need to call 911. If you're digging to do any kind of landscape improvement, call 811 at least two business days. All this information is at Encore, O-N-C-O-R.com.
This is a great time of year to have foundation repair work done at your home, and Advanced Foundation Repair has been my sponsor for almost 20 years. Hi, this is Neil Sperry, inviting you to call them for their free home inspection, 214-333-0003. On the web, their very useful website, foundationrepairs.com. Do what I've done. Call the best, Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003.
Baylor Medical Center McKinney, Baylor Regional Medical Center at Plano. These are two great hospitals, and they offer comprehensive breast imaging services for residents of Collin County and surrounding communities. Baylor McKinney and Baylor Plano are equipped with advanced technology for accurate diagnosis, including a digital mammography unit. Digital mammography allows radiologists to manipulate images and focus more clearly on any areas of concern. In addition to digital mammography, Baylor McKinney and Baylor Plano offer breast MRI, breast ultrasound, cyst aspirations, I think that's all together, cyst aspirations and breast biopsy. Their caring, highly skilled staff is ready to provide you with quality screening and diagnostic mammography, as well as bone density screenings. They are all about ladies. ladies. And they have another team over there on the other side saying, we are all about the guys. They are there to help. We have had incredible help from the Baylor healthcare system, including the saving of our daughter's life in 2005 at Baylor Plano. Yes, we love Baylor. Baylor Healthcare Systems. My wife loves it enough that she is on the board of Baylor McKinney, and proudly, so she loves that opportunity. We are blessed to have these two fine hospitals. There are a lot of other great Baylor Healthcare Systems as well, hospitals. So for more information on breast imaging services at Baylor McKinney or Baylor Plano, call 1-800-4-BAYLOR, the number 4, 1-800-4-BAYLOR, or visit BaylorHealth.com. To the phone lines now, we go to Steve in Brownwood. Steve, this is Neil.
Good morning, Neil. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for calling.
I've got a backyard that slopes, and I have built a retaining wall some ways out from the house. And when I backfill it with soil, I'm going to put about 12 to 18 inches of dirt around two trees. And I was told that trees would not survive, and I was wondering if I needed to take those trees out or if I could build some sort of a well around the trunks at some distance from the trunk and save them.
All right, what kind of trees are they?
Cedar elm.
All right, those are very valuable trees where you are. They're valuable everywhere. How large in diameter are the trunks?
12 inches.
12-inch trunks. All right. You can absolutely save the trees, but you do need to build a well at the original grade. The problem when we fill around trees, Steve, is that if you add more than an inch, or especially if you add 2 inches of soil over the entire root system of a tree, you can kill that tree within a couple of years. Very few trees will survive that because suddenly the soil is compacted and their roots are no longer in the top foot of soil. They're farther down. And when we start talking about putting 4 or 5 inches or 18 inches, it will be death to the trees. Guaranteed Loctite, no escape. Now, to save the tree, what you need to do is put a well that is fairly good sized. It needs to be at the original grade, and it will need, for a 12-inch diameter tree trunk, you're going to need to have that well be probably 7, 8, 9 feet out in radius, so 14 to 18 feet, 17, 16 feet in diameter that well needs to be. It almost becomes a little seating area down in there, or something that you could turn into something special for your garden, or a special shade garden or something. I don't know. Depends on the rest of the landscape. If it's a smaller tree, I've seen people put grating across so that they can walk across at the same grade level, or wood decking. You could put a wood deck across. But yes, you need to be at the original grade, and you also need to be careful that that well does not become a water well that traps water when you have runoff.
Right. Okay, that's what I need to know.
Your best bet is to get a certified arborist or a really good landscape contractor on site to help you and to advise you. And Brownwood, I know, is not going to have quite the number of those people that a major metropolitan area will, but you'll have some specialists who know trees. I'd talk to them.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for the call. Let me go to Ricardo in Waxahachie. My buddy, how are you?
How are you?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Happy Christmas.
We had a wonderful
Happy Hanukkah,
Christmas.
Happy Kwanzaa. Happy everything.
You're just kind of a man of the people, aren't you?
That's right. I cover everybody.
That's right.
New Year, too.
Yeah. Well, we're doing well at our end, and I hope you will, too. You have a plant question today? I didn't get any note from Lee. Well, Ricardo.
I guess they assume you have some kind of premonition of what I was going to ask.
Not with you, Ricardo. Not with you.
I actually, this is a more of a follow-up. We discussed this a little bit online. Remember the question about the Chinese pistache who was being girdled by its own roots? You had it on your...
Oh, I remember very well. Yeah.
From the doctor from College Station.
Yeah, Dr. Dan Dawson. That. Yep, I remember very well.
I did a little bit of emergency work on one of mine because I realized it hasn't had problems yet, but I could see the... It had a tightly girdled set of roots, and I did a little bit of emergency work. But I was thinking, what is the best time to do that? When would you prune roots in a tree like that?
Any type of root pruning for that, or for roots that are about to lift a sidewalk or something, any kind of that kind of root pruning, Ricardo, is best done at the point farthest away from the summertime. So October, just to pick a month, October would be ideal. By then it's beginning to cool, and it gives the tree 7 or 8 months to recover. Late December is almost as good. What you don't want to do is do that kind of major pruning and root pruning in May or June or July.
Yeah, I did some in October, and it is dramatic. You can see I got one of those little reciprocating saws, and I cut it, and it is, I wish I would have done a before and after picture. Within a couple of weeks, that piece of root has expanded, had separated further, and the trunk started to acquire its normal shape. It was really, really dramatic.
Isn't that cool, even at that time of year?
Yes.
Folks, what we're talking about is a young tree. I'm going to go back in time by a few years, Ricardo. A young tree that gets planted perhaps out of a container, and the roots have gone around and around. It can happen, just a tree that's planted from a seed out in the wide open spaces also, but it's really likely when you have a tree from a nursery in a container. And the roots go around within the pot, and as those roots get bigger, they cut into the bottom of the trunk. And actually, it's like a 34-inch waist, a belt on a 44-inch guy. It just didn't go work, and it eventually cuts off and becomes uncomfortable, and then it becomes very catastrophic to the tree. And so you have to sever that root that is encircling. Sooner you do it, the less damage it will do, and the more quickly the tree can recover. So that's what we're talking about. In Chinese pistachio, I don't know that they're more prone than others, but they certainly are prone to it.
Well, it's very interesting because my tree was also a Chinese pistache.
Yeah.
And it was just, I just went, oh my. And I was ignoring it, and I went, oh, I better do something about it, but it has been so dramatic. Anyway, the most wonderful wishes to one of the best friends anybody could ever have, and one of the best people I know.
Thank you, Ricardo. You are a dear friend. Best to you and yours as well, and we'll be in touch soon.
Okay.
Look forward
care.
To seeing
bye
you,
bye.
My friend. Okay. Bye bye. All righty. I'm going to tell you right now about Dallas Plumbing. Invite you to give them a call for any of your plumbing needs. They're going to be coming to our house. I can tell you now that we gave our daughter a water heater for her home as a Christmas gift. Not the most glamorous gift, but she has a very small tank and a family of three boys and her and their. Having to take their showers sequentially an hour apart to give it time to recover. And so they're getting a new water heater from Dallas Plumbing. And while we're doing it, we're going to get one too, because ours is 10 years old. And I just, you know, the fear of a leak in a water heater in the house just scares me to death. All right, so that's the Sperry side of Dallas Plumbing. The rest of it is, I need to remind you that these folks, these great folks, have been providing plumbing services to Dallas and now all of Fort Worth and the Metroplex since 1903. You know they're black and orange trucks, and I hope that you know that when there's somebody in that truck driving to a job, the people at that house are going to have the most professional service you can find anywhere. Save 15% on a complete 15-point heating checkup. Make sure your furnace is safe and efficient for the rest of the winter. Call Dallas Plumbing at 214-340-6300 for more details. Everybody needs a good plumber, and if you are not happy with your plumbing company, this is one I know you will be happy with. 214-340-6300. Keep your system running efficiently and problem-free with Dallas Plumbing Company's air conditioning and heating Silver Star service plan. Just $145 for one unit, $95 per year for each additional unit. It'll get two inspections a year, 15-point inspections, and a free 1-inch filter each time. They will keep you running fine. We have that on all of our equipment. You're going to like this company, Dallas Plumbing Company. They also have a retail storefront where they sell the most beautiful fixtures, and they can help you with that. In fact, you can see that on the website at dallasplumbing.com. Call 214-340-6300. Dallas Plumbing, dallasplumbing.com.
Licenses TACLA 38830C and M163.
Our Home Landscape School comes up all day on Saturday, February 15. Stephen Chambly from Shandor Gardens and I will teach you all day that day. We will teach you how to do a landscape plan to scale. You'll leave with a working drawing of your project and the knowledge of how to do additional projects in the future. I'm going to send you to my website, to neilsperry.com, to read up on the Landscape School and to sign up. You need to do it right away because we're going to run out of seating very quickly. This is just 6 weeks away, and we always sell out. NeilSperry.com, our home landscape school, sponsored by Ag Power, John Deere McKinney, Callaway's Nursery, Encore Azaleas, and Southern Living Plants, also by Monrovia Growers, Encore Electric Delivery, and Rubles Plants of Texas. Again, it's our home landscape school all day Saturday, February 15. Details at neilsperry.com. Details on the news right now with Jerry Overton at the WBAP 24/7 Newsroom. Jerry?
Thank you, Neil. It is now 9:37 at the Brightling Energy News Desk. A woman believed responsible for a suicide bombing in Russia today. We'll get details after your first weather and traffic. Our weather and touch forecast, we're looking for cold temperatures to be headed our way in the next couple of hours. It's going to get up to about 46, and then temperatures will start to fall into the 30s by 3 o'clock this afternoon as a new cold wave moves across us tonight. Clouds will go away. It's going to be very cold with a hard freeze and a low of about 25. Tomorrow, sunny but chilly, 43 degrees. It is cloudy, 44 degrees at DFW Airport. Checking the ClassicChevrolet.com 24-hour right now traffic watch in Fort Worth. You've got police working a major accident on Park Vista Boulevard at Basswood and in Dallas. Got a wreck on Lake June Road. This is going to be at Highway 175, the CF Hahn Freeway. More than a dozen dead, many more injured in a suspected suicide bombing in the southern Russian city of Volgograd. Russian authorities say a female suicide bomber is likely to blame, and Mohammed Leela has details.
Russian officials say at least 14 people are now dead and 35 wounded, most of them in serious condition. And there are confirmed children among the casualties, including a 9-year-old girl who was killed.
The attack comes just 6 weeks before the start of the Russian Olympics. A Dallas-based state district judge free on bond after being arrested on assault and family violence charges. Carlos Raul Cortez, a civil court judge since 2006, released on $15,000 bond after his arrest yesterday. Figures released today by the Obama administration show there was a big December health care sign-up surge, much of it ahead of a Christmas Eve deadline. Report says more than 1.1 million people have now signed up for health insurance through the federal government's improved website, and that includes a million signing up just in December. Again, the high today, 46. It's 44. At the Brightling Energy News Desk, I'm Jerry Overton. We're back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening next on WBAP.
Is there someone who has changed your life or maybe inspired you to be a better person? We want to recognize them as Hal's Heroes. Presented by American National Bank of Texas. Just go to WBAP.com and look for the Hal's Heroes story, or email us your nominee to Hal's Heroes at WBAP.com. Each month's Hal's Hero will be recognized on air, featured on our Facebook page, and receive a beautiful desktop award presented by American National Bank of Texas and the Etchett Company. Send in your nominee today. Hal's Heroes from American National Bank and WBAP.
Hi, I'm Lynn Sperry, a member of the McKinney ISD Board of Trustees. Substance abuse can hit any family. It's a disease that knows no boundaries. Serenity High in McKinney offers hope. It offers a chance at completing high school in a sober environment. We think it's the only public recovery high school in America. It's a small and nurturing school. It's self-paced and each program is tailored to the specific student. Serenity High in McKinney is for students who have completed drug and alcohol treatment and who have been advised not to go back to their old schools. Serenity High in McKinney is a part of the McKinney School District, but it's open to students from all partnering districts. For more information, go to serenityhigh.org or call Principal Julie at 469-302-7830. That's Serenity High in McKinney.
One day at a time.
Graduation. Thank you, Lynn, my wife Lynn. I'm really proud of her. She has been on the McKinney ISD board for a lot of years, and one of our joys together is volunteering at working in support of Serenity High in McKinney. This disease of substance abuse hits all families at some point or another, And we found out, and this was just a school that needed to happen, and it's been fun to nurture it and watch it unfold. And Julie Ferraro and her team are just the best. SerenityHigh.org. If you have a youngster who might need a recovery high school, it needs to be someone who has successfully finished a rehab and been advised not to go back to their home schools. Serenity High is ready. SerenityHigh.org. You can find out all the partnering schools by looking at the website. I want to tell you right now about Arborological Services. In fact, on several occasions when I've had projects that were in support of Serenity High, Arborological Services has been there to help me. These people are leaders in their communities of North Texas, but they're also the leader in the tree care industry. There's just nobody any better. They are the experts your trees deserve. I can only imagine being a tree. You're sitting there wondering, is the butcher going to come and hack me, or is it going to be Arborological Services? And they are clapping their leaves when they see the Arborological truck and crew show up. These people are highly skilled. They've won awards. They have shown the industry how to do this business properly. And it just breaks my heart when I see other companies doing inferior jobs that I know Arborological could do better. The most common question I'm asked about any of my advertisers is, Neil, who would you recommend for tree work? And I always say, Arborological Services. Now, they serve only the Dallas and Fort Worth Metroplex, the Metroplex area, DFW, surrounding cities, partial county area, you know, where there's an urban area here in DFW. But they have a toll-free number. It's 866-552-7267. The best it gets, arborological.com, Arborological Services, 866-552-7267. On Facebook, Arborological Services, Inc. Twitter at The Tree Experts. Arborological Services, arborological.com, 866-552-7267. Join me on Facebook, Neil Sperry, NEILSPERRY. All right, I have three calls, and we're going to take them in the order that they originally came. Well, Dave, you'll be second since your phone dropped off. We'll get you in there. Don, Dave, and Louise, and I think I can get all of you in this segment. I'm going to try my best. Don in Lancaster, how can I help?
Good morning, Neil.
Good morning.
Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
Neil, let me get to the point real quick. I wanted to know when is the best time to go ahead and put down some sandy loam, and basically what I want to do is just kind of even out the rough spots in the lawn.
Okay, so you're not planting new grass. You're just trying to even out some dips and gullies and things like that.
Correct, correct.
Best time to do that would be when the grass is geared up and growing pretty actively, and that's going to be in late April or May. I would do it probably in May.
Uh-huh.
And if it's Don, if you're dealing with holes in the lawn that are more than an inch or so deep, if they're very wide, you're going to need to plant some new grass in the new soil that you put in there. Mm-hmm. If they're shallow, the grass will come up through it, but an inch is about that dividing line. So if I had a rut, let's just say that somebody drove a car off the driveway and I had a rut that was 6 inches wide and 4 inches deep, whatever, you know, deep.
Right.
And I filled that, I would wait for it to cover from the sides. I'd be okay with that. If I had a low spot that was 1 inch deep and 6 feet wide, I'd fill it with the soil 1 inch deep, and I'd wait for the grass to come up through it. So I wouldn't have to do it. But if you have something that's 3 feet wide and 4 inches deep, then you're probably going to need to put some grass in between.
Uh-huh. Neil, in addition to that question, is there any such thing as silt sandy loam? I hear people say silt mean like sifting flowers, trying to get the bugs out of flowers?
Yeah, what they will do is they will run it through a screen. It'll be screened sandy loam, and some of the companies will run it through a very coarse screen a heavy-duty screen, I should say, not coarse, because it wouldn't sift anything out if you did that. A coarse, heavy-duty screen to get rid of nut's edge, get rid of nut grass so it doesn't come in with it. That's the biggest problem with sandy loam, is you get a bunch of nut's edge in with it or other weeds. So, yeah, that would be good. What I would do, I think, Don, is I would try to find a good nursery that you like and ask them, who do you buy from? Or if you know some landscape contractors, people who are really good landscape maintenance companies, ask them. I'm trying to think of people I could refer you to that know your neighborhood. Somebody in DeSoto would know, and probably would work Lancaster also, and they would know where the good sources of soil would be.
Okay, Neil, and you have answered my question. I'm going to give the other callers.
Thank you. Have a wonderful New Year. Thanks for calling me.
I sure will.
All right. Dave in Siegelville is back. He lost his phone line, and I'm glad you came back because I like your question. How can I help?
Good morning, Neil.
Good morning.
My wife and I, we have a lemon tree that's 5 years old, and it's produced lemons for the last 3 years. Last year, we got one lemon that was almost as the size of a softball. And this year we had a couple of pies made from it, and they turned out very bitter. And that's when we found out, someone told us, there's two kinds of fruit off of a lemon tree, and one of them's bitter. Is that true? And is there anything that we could do, is this a bitter lemon tree, is there anything we could do to improve the fruit?
Well, let me do the best I can to help you. It's a fabulous question. I hope I have the right answer for you. If you're unhappy with my answer, and there is a percentage chance that you could be, feel free to call back on Super Bowl Sunday when we have Dr. George McEachern on the air with me. He's the state fruit specialist. But I've just done the research on citrus for my book about 2 weeks ago, and so I feel fairly comfortable in my answer. Lemons, by and large, lemons as a group of citrus crops, lemons are one of the most vulnerable to cold weather injury. They don't come very far north in the valley before they die because of the winter cold. So to have a lemon tree outside here, I don't think so. I think it's much more likely that you have, I think you probably have trifoliate orange. Is this thing really, really thorny?
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right, that's trifoliate orange. And I don't think bitter is a, I don't think that's a strong enough word for that fruit. That stuff is dreadful, isn't it?
Yeah,
and it's used, it is very winter hardy. It will survive. I drove up to, when I worked for Extension, to do a talk in Quanah. Quanah is the next town this side of Childress, and it gets cold in Quanah. There was a trifoliate orange growing, and I thought, oh my gosh, I can't believe it. We have several in our hometown of McKinney that are growing well, but it's so prickly that very few people leave them once they realize what they have. That's probably what you got your fruit from this year. They tend not to be quite as large as the big lemon that you're talking about. But I don't think you're going to get a lemon through a Siegelville winter ever, like Meyer's lemon or any of the Ponderosa lemon, any of the big improved varieties. They have to be in pots. You can grow them in pots and put them in a greenhouse or indoors in the winter. I think that's probably what happened. And I might add one more thing, and that is that the rootstock of a desirable lemon variety probably is that trifoliate orange. So if the top died, you'd get this orange coming up around it. So.
Huh. The fruit looks very lemon, but it's kind of bumpy.
Well, there are a lot of lemons, and I am over my head. Because there are a lot of odd citrus species and varieties that are not cultivated normally that are used for rootstocks that do not produce edible fruit. Feel free. I'll tell you another place you could look would be online work of Dr. Julian Sauls in the Rio Grande Valley, Sauls. Julian and I are longtime friends. He was the Tarrant County horticulturist when I was Dallas County Extension horticulturist, and he moved down there and is the state citrus specialist. He has a lot of good information online about rootstocks and about lemons and other citrus, so I'd look there. Okay. And then otherwise, call back on Super Bowl Sunday. But what you have is not a desire. You're not going to be able to grow lemons outdoors in Segalville. Not those that you can make pie from.
Right.
Yeah.
Can it be used for anything then?
It's just used as a novelty ornamental shrub with a lot of thorns. Yeah, that's all there is for it. Hey, I got to run. I really appreciate your call. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, Louise in Denton, please stay with me. I will help you, and I think a lot of people will want to know what you're asking about Asian jasmine. You'll be my last call today. Let me tell you about our book offer. This is Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. It will print in about about 6 or 7, 8 weeks, I guess. It will print in San Antonio. A book named Lone Star Gardening needs to print in San Antonio, I think. That's where I was born. That's where this book will be born. And I'm giving you a pre-order price, a pre-print price that will never be repeated again, I'll bet you. I know it will never be lower than this. I don't think we'll be able to go back down to $24.95 because I think the book's going to come in bigger than I had gotten the bids. So this price was based on the bids. You're the winner. I'm the loser on that thing. I'll make a little less per book that way because I think we're going to give you a bigger book than we had anticipated. I am working on this book night and day. I love it. I'm having a great time. It will be the most comprehensive book on gardening in the Lone Star State that I have ever written. I think you'll find it to be the most comprehensive book that has ever been written on gardening in Texas. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. It's going to be $24.95. That's all. You don't get very many books at $24.95 anymore, not that have hundreds of photographs. This one does. Now, while you're buying the book this morning before 10 o'clock, you can, that's just 10 minutes away, you can also save half on a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine. Get the magazine subscription and the book, all for only $36.90, plus the $7 postage to get the book to you. That's all you'll have to pay, $36.90. We have sold thousands of books at this point, and about 70 to 75% of the people are getting the book and the magazine. And I hope that you will get this. I know that you'll like it. Satisfaction is completely guaranteed. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening and Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine together for $36.90 or the book alone for $24.95. 1-800-752-GROW. Call before 10 today. If you just can't get to the phone before 10, then call. You can call tomorrow morning to my magazine office, or you can order later today at neilsperry.com. NEILSPERRY.com 1-800-752-4769.
Since 1983, the experts at WhizQ Stone have become a leader across the Metroplex, turning landscape dreams into reality. With 22 acres of beautiful natural stones such as flagstone, decorative cobblestone, boulders, river rock, and gravel, the skilled professionals at WhizQ Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. Visit their outside showroom of extensive displays which will inspire and help you to create and design your personal outdoor paradise. With many different water features and sitting areas, they have used every element in hardscapes and plantings to show the beauty of all these products and how they can be used in your home. Visit the experts at WhizQ at their display gardens located at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. For more information, visit their website at whiz-q.com or call 817-429-0822. WhizQ Stone, leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, helping to build the lifestyle of your dreams.
It's our 2014 Home Landscape School, Saturday, February 15, in Plano. It's our 19th annual Home Landscape School, sponsored by Callaway's Nursery, Southern Living Plants and Encore Azaleas, Ag Power John Deere of McKinney. Stephen Chambly of Shandor Gardens and I will teach you principles of great landscape design, best trees and shrubs, annual and perennial color, how to have a perfect lawn, how to design effective entries and front gardens for your home, fun patios and backyards. You'll leave with a two-scale drawing of your own landscape improvement project. We even give you a 30-minute consultation with a landscaping professional either March 1 or 2, Saturday or Sunday, your choice. Rubles Plants of Texas, our sponsor. Encore Electric Delivery and North Haven Gardens. Seating is limited. Register today. One person, $199. Two people, $239. 800-752-GROW. Or register online at neilsperry.com. That's 1-800-752-4769.
WBAP 24/7 News, every hour, every day. It's what you should expect. News Talk 820 AM, WBAP.
What can I tell you after 32 years of talking about Dalworth Clean that I haven't told you in the many thousands of ads that I've done over those years? Probably nothing, but you didn't hear all of those ads. Let me tell you, this is the singular company that has led their industry. They've shown their industry the way to clean, restore, repair, even replace flooring. Piece by piece, James Smith and his team have added to their business, and they have made it an incredible business. I'm a small businessman. I don't know that James would classify as a small businessman because he has a lot of employees, but I think he'd probably say he was. And I admire his business plan of succeeding, of doing well, of having happy customers. You know, they started out when I did my first ads. They said, we're going to call all of our customers back, ask them if they were satisfied, and if not, what did we do that we could do better for you? And I heard that, and I loved that, and I've loved doing every ad for Dalworth Clean all those years. It used to be Dalworth Carpet Cleaning, and I still stumble sometimes. If you have deep down dirt, Dalworth Clean can get it deep down Dalworth Clean. So I hope you'll give them a call tomorrow. They serve the entire Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, all the surrounding counties, north to the Red River, and nobody will do a better job with your flooring needs, whether it is to clean or to restore, repair, or even replace from Dalworth Fine Floors. Replace those floors. Dalworth Clean, 214 or 817, then Metro 267-8433. 267-8433. Book online anytime at Dalworth.com. The next best thing to new is Dalworth Clean. We go back to our phone lines now, and our last call today is going to be Louise in Denton. Louise, this is Neil. Good morning.
Oh, good. I made it.
You did. How can I help you?
I just have a quick okay. question. I have so many oak leaves that have fallen on my Asian jasmine beds, and I'm just wondering, is it too early to mow those beds?
No, it's not. Raise the mower as high as it will go and push it in about a foot and see how you like the looks. Sometime in the next 4 weeks, you would want to get that done. I didn't realize how close we were to the end of the hour. Happy gardening. Happy New Year. Thank you, Lee Riza. Until next week, be well.